was saying, the soup tastes appalling. So she thought she'd better try it. She had a bowl of soup, and it did taste appalling. So they went into the kitchen and decanted the pot of soup, then found a scrubbing brush and a bag of soap. Put them with.
Oh my goodness! And they just kept the soup in the. No wonder it tasted diabolical then.
So the best story is probably the one when she was an officer and the sergeant called her and said to film that, and he said, "There's a man exposing himself outside." And she went, "But it's dark." I said, "Yes, ma'am, but he's got a torch." So she phoned the military police, said this, and they said, "It's dark," and she said, "He's got a torch." So all the military police piled in the cabin. She's going to chase this chap in through the huts and all the ATS jumping on the beds.
That's very, I don't quite know what to say, but that's quite very enterprising of him. That's all I can say.
Yes, they all had pretty much a good time in Strumness during the war, by and large.
I think they said to that, I think they said there was only one man accused of molesting a female.
And good. The grandmother worked in the Thorpenny Bash, which was in the. The community centre in Strumness was then the kirk, and where the flower show, whatever it is now, it was Kirk Hall, and they had WVS ran that, wasn't it? And everybody had their day when they'd spend the morning baking and then the afternoon working, serving up tea and buns. And only got home about 9 o'clock at night, you know, they worked hard at it. And this was for the soldiers that was in town from smaller camps and so on.
And did they send parcels out to soldiers? Or was it just for folk that...
Yes,
I suppose it'd be different here because of that much coming in.
Yes, and there was Church of Scotland canteens as well. Then out at Kirsten,
Richardson bought William. Yes, no.
Yeah. You see in the occasions of the time, you see in different places setting one up. I think I saw one in Orford and the parishes. Because they had the canteens, of course. But
and where would they get the rations for that?
I think they got a special allowance because they were providing necessaries for the troops.
Because I imagined that they were maybe sacrificing their own.
Because there were a fair amount of eggs in Orkney.
Indeed.
Yes, food wasn't in such short supply.
Mm-hmm. The story is told that at one shop, margarine, butter and so on was rationed. And the shopkeeper said to the individual, "Sorry, you're short of margarine, would you take butter instead?"
Yes, that's it. Oh, you didn't want anything else.
I remember my mother saying, though, she was brought up on a farm, and she said that the best thing that happened to her was when they stopped giving them milk at the school because she couldn't stand it, and they got pink tablets, calcium tablets. Instead.
My mum said one of the best things was the regulation got in as to when the shops would close, because her father, a draper, and all the shops in Strumness when he kept would stay open until 9 at night and hunt for that last customer. And sometimes they would have to look down the street to make sure there was nobody down the street before they could close. But then it was brought in, I don't know if it went straight to sort of 5 or so, I think it went to 7 and then a bit earlier. Mm. And she said, nobody seemed to mind the ones that used to turn up at 9:15, turned up at 2:15 closing time. And it never went back to, well, until nowadays.
Fancy so, that, I didn't realise that they'd been open that length of time.
And then lunchtime, they'll close early because they'll be rushing home to get to the 1 o'clock news.
Well, yeah, that's another story. This is jumping time again. But for the lifting of the German fleet, my father in law had a draper shop which the police could so on yet. And on Wednesday, a stranger man came in, and simply said, "This place is damn slow." Of course, the shopkeeper said, "How did he say that?" And he introduced "But my name's Cox," he says. "I'm up here. I'm going to try and salvage some of the German ships. I had a camp down at Lioness. I need blankets, sheets and all the rest to establish a camp. I like to give the business locally, but nobody seems interested. Anyway, the upshot was HW, the draper, agreed to go down to see the man's office in Lioness the next day, which was half a day anyway. So in the local man and the local board, of course. But while he was sitting there, there was reps from Aberdeen firms sitting there dividing up in the sense that you'll take the blankets and I'll supply the sheets and things like that. And the local man said nothing. But anyway, again, the local man familiar with boats. As soon as the boat touched a pier at Lioness, one foot on the rail and he was ashore anyway. Of course, the reps waited till the gangway was there. Well, the result that HW Leeske found the office and was going down with the order in his pocket before the reps found the office.
So, well, seeing the difficulty of keeping things for the customers, because the army would requisition so much paint fittings, but they needed to be able to supply their customers. So they had a roll of linoleum hidden behind the window shutters. Also, just the sheer the paperwork then, is the Russian cards, the stamps or whatever it was, had to be put into envelopes of 100 and put in, handed in. But you were allowed, it was actually only, say, 96 or 98 in envelopes, you'd allowed to keep back a few to make allowances for losses.
Oh, right.
And there was price control for everything, including drape stuff and so on. And these two inspectors were in the police shop. And what is the place, this, that, and other. And it was a tablecloth, I think, on a stand. And with a piece of that. And Kathleen's mother showed the price, and Kathleen immediately paid it. No, no. She said, I sold the big one, that's the smaller one, the previous ones. But the inspector took down the price of the big one for the small one, which was too much, of course. And, well, they went through the process, they could find something for overpricing the thing.
It's on the night the Royal Oak was sunk. I said that then the army were knocking on the house door very early in the morning.
At 3 o'clock.
To take the grandfather along to the shop to requisition all the blankets. But they wouldn't say what for. So there was getting rumours. They said that they sort of raid in the east, Stromness for the time, thought that Kirkwall had been hit. So I think the word got out quite quickly, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can remember somebody coming round the houses more or less and asking how many but they could put up in an emergency if the towns were blessed and needed accommodation.
I suppose Orkney must have been in a quite unusual situation. I mean, I don't suppose folk were evacuated out, and I don't suppose folk were evacuated in either. Not that I know, but I'm just assuming because of the.
There's a story that I had somebody coming back to Orkney and this young serviceman looking extremely white and worried in the compartment with him. I said, what's the trouble? He said, I'm being sent to the front. And I said, yes, what? And he said, Houghton. So I came and said, oh, my auntie's been at the front for years.
My brother-in-law was a mechanic in the power station. He was called up in the RAF, down to Lancashire somewhere, and did his 6 weeks preliminary training. And then up for an officer for Boston anyway, the officer studying his papers in front of him and said, well, I'm afraid we'll send you to Orkney, to which my brother-in-law said, that'll suit me very well. We have no time for sarcasm in the Air Force. But then he explained that he came for Orkney and the officer did apologise. But he was in the North Isles in Sandy.
It's a lot of restrictions on travel. Because the aunt who was in the hotel, in the office, married an army doctor and his sister couldn't get in for the wedding, isn't it? Because she didn't have the right papers.
that I was in the cadets and gone off to camp somewhere. You had to get a certificate for the police to see that you were an Arcadian, or you wouldn't have gone back in. I still have that certificate.
My goodness, that's a rare thing indeed. Yeah. Yes. Oh, I'm conscious of time, yes. I honestly could listen to you forever, but and thank you for bringing these interesting things in for me to see.
Yes, it's a maths lesson back home.